Are you wondering what's going on with your hormones and how to get through perimenopause and menopause better? Maybe you're feeling tired and stressed and you really want to start to take care of your body. Well, today I'm going to be giving 5 tips to help you get through perimenopause and menopause and do that in a healthier way. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mom of 4 and military wife, and I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. All right, so let's dive in it. Today. So what happens during perimenopause and menopause is that during our reproductive years, our immune system and metabolism have become accustomed to those regular doses of estrogen and progesterone. And when we are going through perimenopause, that period before we hit menopause, is our progesterone is on the slow decline hill. And progesterone is very calming. And estrogen is also on this decline hill, but it's erratic. So it goes up, it goes down. But overall, when you look at from 0 years to 10 years, it's this slow decline, but it's erratic in our body. And our immune system really likes that calming and modulating effect of progesterone. And this is why sometimes when these hormones start to decrease, we can have a shift towards autoimmune disease. And our metabolism also likes the insulin sensitivity effects of estrogen. So that's why sometimes when we start to lose estrogen, we get this more chance of being insulin resistant. And this is also why some women who decide to go on hormone replacement, bioidentical hormone replacement can be better, is that when we get some of these hormones back in, estradiol or progesterone, we're not trying to get to the levels that we were at, but it helps with this insulin sensitivity with estrogen and with progesterone. If you guys are interested in potentially looking at bioidentical hormones and you don't have a doctor near you, I'm going to put the link to Winona Health. They do telemedicine. And if you listen to episode number 88 on this podcast, I interview Dr. Kat. She works for this company and they help women really navigate this hormonal roller coaster and use bioidentical hormones to help regain some of that balance. But she's also very focused on how can I really have a healthy lifestyle and the impact of that too. So the number one thing to think about during this phase of life, and really this is important before you get there too, is just the importance of managing your blood sugars. So as you start to shift towards perimenopause and menopause, you're more likely to become insulin resistant. And what this means is when our blood sugar goes up, say we've had some bread and our blood sugar goes up, our pancreas starts to pump out insulin, and that insulin goes into the blood to bring the blood sugar levels down. But what happens is over time, this system gets burned out and we need more and more insulin to bring our blood sugars down, especially when we haven't been eating well. And so then we need more and more, and we get this insulin resistance. So this is also more likely to happen when you get to that perimenopause and menopause phase. This is where we're more likely to see that belly fat. So we really want to work on managing our blood sugars well. This is one piece I work on with my clients, and it is also a big piece of my course, Healthy Inside and Out, is how do we manage our blood sugars? There's different blood sugar hacks. What do we need to focus on so we're having steady blood sugars throughout the day so that we can be healthy on the inside? There will be a link down below if you guys are interested in learning more about that. So number 2 here is movement and exercise. So it's really important that we're getting enough exercise in, and specifically strength training, because it can be really beneficial when we start to gain muscle mass to increase our metabolism. So this helps us to utilize the food that we eat. So when we eat something, our blood sugar goes up and we're exercising, we are using that instead of it just going into our blood and just increasing our blood sugar. So when we're doing movement, we improve the glucose uptake of our cells during exercise. And by building muscle, we improve insulin sensitivity even when we're at rest. So there's two pieces here, that movement, so getting walking, getting steps in, and also that exercise where we're strength training and we're building our muscle mass. So we really need to focus on both of these, and this helps with that insulin sensitivity, and it helps with our metabolism too. Tip number three is to really look at your protein intake. So during menopause, as we're getting older, we might actually need more protein because our body has a harder time, the protein that we take in, to break that down and utilize that. So we want to make sure that we are getting enough protein. And this is another piece that I go over in my course and how to calculate how much protein you should get, because this also goes back to helping to manage your blood sugar as well. When we're getting enough protein, we're more likely to have more stable blood sugars. So you want to make sure that you are getting enough protein in your diet. Number four is to really watch your carb intake and your processed food intake specifically. So not all carbs are bad, but typically when we look around at what food we have, a lot of the carbs that people are eating are not healthy. So especially when it's processed foods, and those are quicker carbs, higher glycemic carbs, those are going to spike our blood sugar more. So we really need to watch at what carbs we're taking. And this goes back to this idea of managing blood sugars. So there's different ways you can eat food to lessen that impact on your blood sugar. But I have people ask me, like, so if I start eating protein, like, is there going to be too much? But if you're not eating enough protein, what else are you eating? And most of us, it comes back to, we tend to eat a lot of carbs. If we just think of how breakfast is in the United States, it's cereal, it's oatmeal, it's donuts, it's bagels. I mean, if you go to a hotel breakfast bar, my goodness, there are so many carbs and so many processed carbs and high glycemic carbs that are not good for us. So we really have to do something different. We can have carbs that are healthy and have fiber in it, but making sure that we're including protein and we're including those non-starchy vegetables, getting plenty of fiber, and we're getting some healthy fat in there. And also when it comes to carbs, everybody's body is different. So we have different genetics. Some people need more carbs, some don't. And your activity level also determines the amount of carbs you need. So if you're not very active, if you're not an athlete, you're going to need less carbs too. So it is individualized. Tip number five is to really manage stress. Because when we're not managing stress, our cortisol is going up. And the thing that gets a little tricky is when we are in this perimenopause and menopause and our progesterone is going down, our estrogen is going down and it's fluctuating, those hormones make us more prone to being more stressed out and not sleeping as well. So it comes back to really trying to manage your stress. So using tools in your life that help to decrease your stress, maybe that is yoga, maybe that's meditation, maybe that's having a morning routine, going for walks, journaling, maybe you do EFT tapping, these different things. And I think all those tools I just mentioned, I use all of them. So you might need a lot of different tools to really help to manage your stress. Some of us are going to be more prone to being anxious or depressed or having more stress. And we have to figure out how we can start to work on our stress and lower our stress so our cortisol isn't as high, so our body feels better, so our body feels calmer, so that we can sleep well. So really taking a look at, where can you reduce stress in your life? Are there things you need to let go of? Are there things you need to add in? Do you just need more buffer time? Do you need more downtime? Do you need time to have more fun? That is something I'm working on incorporating. It's easy for me to be like down to business, get things done, and not really have enough fun. So it's also important to make time for fun, because that can help to reduce our stress too. This is also why I like to supplement with some different herbs. So you guys have heard me talk about Organifi's green juice, and I really love it because it actually has a clinical dose of ashwagandha. It has 600 milligrams, and this has been proven to lower cortisol levels. So this is how I start most of my mornings. I have my Organifi green juice. I also put some collagen protein in there. And it's also helping me to get 16 ounces of water right in the day. And I add some lemon juice to mine. And I'll have this with my breakfast. But I have noticed a difference when I tend to not have their green juice. And I also like Organifi's Gold. This is an evening drink. And in this evening drink, it has 500 milligrams of lemon balm. It also has 1650 milligrams of turmeric, so a pretty big dose. It has passion flower and reishi mushroom, and these are all calming herbs. So when we're talking about stress, we're talking about what can I do in my lifestyle to reduce my stress? And then we can add some of these different supplements on top to help our body at that cellular level. So if you guys are interested, check out Organifi's green juice and their gold. If you get their green juice, I like the green apple crisp better. The original one is a mint. I've had them both, but I think I've settled on liking the apple crisp better. And if you use the code HEALTHY20, you can save 20% off of your order. I'll have a link down below where you guys can check that out. So let's recap all of these. So our hormones are changing. They are just going to do that. And we really want to focus on how can we take care of ourselves and prioritize our health. So number one is really just managing those blood sugars. Two is getting enough movement and exercise in. Three is looking at your protein intake, making sure you're getting enough. Four is really watching the amount of carbs and processed food you are getting. And five, finding ways to manage your stress and then potentially using some supplements on top to help your body at a cellular level managing that stress. All right, friends, I hope that this episode was helpful. I hope you remember that you don't need to do it all, so don't try to tackle everything at once. Think of what is that one thing that you are working on right now. If there's something else you want to do, I want you to think, am I really ready to do it? If not, put it on a list, write it off to the side, and come back to it later. Because we need to actually implement information. We can't just take information in. And if you guys need extra support, especially when it comes to managing your blood sugars and being healthy on the inside, check out my course, Healthy Inside and Out. This walks you through it module by module in very practical tips, blood sugar hacks, the importance of exercise and how to exercise. You actually get my 4-week Fit Fusion program included for free within the course. That teaches you how to strength train and do yoga, and it lays out the full workout videos with me leading them. All right, friends, hope everyone has a great week.